Hello, you're listening to 2 Minute Drill on TCFM. I'm your host, Paul Talamantes, and I'm here sitting with
Junior Prieto,
Mr. Floyd,
Michael Chardula,
Corbin Giannis,
Jack Damon.
All right, Timber Creek is playing Keller this week. How do you guys think we'll do?
I think this is going to be a good game. Timber Creek Keller games are always high pace. Everyone wants to see them, but I have Timber Creek coming out with this one. And if Eric is healthy, I think they just need to keep giving him the ball, establishing a run game. I think that's a big key to giving us the victory, and if we do that, I think we will win.
I think Timber Creek's going to win. I think Keller doesn't really have enough good defensive backs to keep up with Eric and Eric Mills. I think Cade throws for a lot of yards, and I think Falcons win.
Yeah, I think Timber Creek's got it, and I think they might have actually found a running back with Blake Irving.
Yeah, Blake's been turning it up the last couple of games. Blake's been doing good, and I think both of the Erics, the wide receivers, are just going to tear it up.
The next series we have is the NLCS. The Cubs are playing the Dodgers, and the series is currently tied at 1-1. Who do you guys think will win?
I think the Cubs will prevail. I think they'll head to a World Series, but they'll lose to the Indians.
Yeah, Jack, I think that the Cubs will win the series in advance of the World Series. I think I think it will be Cleveland versus the Cubs in 7 games, and I have Cleveland winning.
I couldn't name a single player on either team. Clayton Kershaw, I know him. That's about it. But based on just like mascots alone, Cubs are cool. Like, it's a baby bear. I have no idea what a Dodger is. Does anyone know what a Dodger is? No idea.
All right, now we're going to recap some NFL games that happened last week, and we're going to see what worked and what really didn't. All right, the Cowboys beat the Packers in Lambeau Field. What do you guys think worked?
Well, I proved all 3 of them wrong, discluding Mr. Floyd, who would be the number 4th. But I said the Cowboys would win, which they did, and Prescott threw for stats, which he did, so that proves my point. The Cowboys are top 3 best teams in the NFL. So,
ew, yeah. That's terrible. There's something about the Packers is broken. The Green Bay Packers are broken. I don't know what it is.
Defense.
But the Cowboys are good, and they have a strong chance of winning that NFC East. But the Packers just look horrendous. And Aaron Rodgers got a turn.
I'm just saying, them 3 picked them, and I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
Dak Prescott is a better quarterback right now than Aaron Rodgers is.
Ooh, Jack, I'm not.
I actually second that.
Jack, I'm not going to disagree with you. Like, I'm not going to argue about that Dak-Aaron thing because I will argue because I do think Aaron's still a better quarterback. But the Cowboys are a better team right now than the Packers, and they wouldn't prove that Zeke, he actually surprised me and proved to me that he's a top 5 running back right now in the league.
You know what? Dak, he's just surprising me, and I keep on running out of excuses to make with him. You know, he's played from behind. He's played against elite teams. You know, he's just on a roll, just leading this Cowboys team. I think they could go deep into the playoffs with him as starting quarterback.
All right, the next game that happened, New England beat Cincinnati. What did you guys think worked and what didn't?
Tom Brady. He came back. He's just using all of his receivers. It doesn't matter who he throws to. I think it's when the Patriots have Brady and all his weapons, it's hard for anybody to beat him.
If you're on the Patriots and you play running back and you have hands that work, like hands are attached to your body, Tom Brady is going to make you catch passes. Like James White is a nobody, but he's out there producing like he's an all-star. It's weird. Just 2 touchdowns on that game, and they just tore the Bengals up.
Yeah, like Mr. Floyd said, Tom Brady pretty much makes anybody good. So, yeah, they definitely played a good game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what didn't work. Andy Dalton and the Bengals running game, because I don't think Andy Dalton's using A.J. Green like he has in the beginning games. He's not using him more than he should, and their running game isn't getting anything done.
All right, the last game that we have that we picked was the Seahawks versus Falcons. The Seahawks prevailed and beat the Falcons. Jack, what do you think about that game?
Well, I told them all once again, the Seahawks would win, and they're the best overall offensive, defensively best team in the NFL. For 2 reasons why. Well, you got locked down with Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor. And then offensively, I know they don't have a running back, which Mr. Floyd will talk about, and Marshawn Lynch is, where is he at? But you got 2 good wide receivers, and Jimmy Graham is playing really well this year for the first time in a long time, and I'm just saying, the Seahawks are a team to beat right now.
Okay, that was pass interference. Falcons should have won. Richard Sherman lockdown, 139 yards and a touchdown? That's not lockdown to me. And a pass interference call that wasn't called? He clearly grabbed his arm, turned him around, and Julio still almost lost him.
He wasn't on him the whole game for Swole.
Did you just say the Seahawks are the best offensive team in the league?
No, I said
what
overall team.
What the heck
team.
Are you watching?
I said overall team.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. The Seahawks offense, lives and dies by the offensive line. They have probably like the worst offensive line in the league, and it really depends on how the offensive line plays on how they do. Christine Michael has done well. Their running game is fine. I just don't think that offensively they have enough to go deep in the playoffs this year. If that game, was in Seattle, and Seattle's the hardest place to play right now. If that game was in Atlanta, the Falcons win by 21.
All right, now we have some upcoming NFL games that we're going to pick. We have the New York Giants playing the Los Angeles Rams, and that game is in London, England. Who do you guys think will win?
I think that I have the Rams in this one. I think it'll be low scoring. I think that they can stop Odell. If they stop Odell, I think that the Rams will come out with the victory. I say 21-17.
I got to agree with him. I say the Rams, too. I think it's actually going to be a high-scoring game. I think Brian Quick and Tavon Austin play good in England, and I think they win.
The games in London are blowouts every single time, so one of the teams are going to get blown out, and I think it's going to be the Giants that pull through. They have the biggest blowout potential. The Rams are playing without Trumaine Johnson right now, their stud corner, and Odell Beckham might have 300 yards.
Yeah, I got the Giants. You know, last week they with Eli and Odell on the same page, you know, they were pretty deadly. So I got to go with the Giants.
All right, the next game we have on the list is the Seattle Seahawks playing the Arizona Cardinals. Who do you guys think will win, Jack?
Seahawks. You know, I witnessed the Cardinals play the Jets, my team, this past Monday, and it was horrendous. But Jets did horrible. But the Cardinals also were playing a bad team. But the Seahawks are going to thromp them defensively. Offensively, they'll struggle just because Tyrann Mathieu is healthy once again. I think he'll play pretty well. But I think, all in all, I think the Seahawks win. A very low-scoring game, though.
This game's in Glendale, right? And I think that the Cardinals' offense will come out clicking. I think that David Johnson has been the best running back so far in the NFL this year. And I see him having a big game, as well as opening up the field for Michael Floyd, John Brown, and Larry Fitzgerald. I see the Cardinals winning.
4-yard touchdown rushes. All three of them were like 4-yard, other than the first one.
He had a 58-yarder.
Other than the first one, but the other two were like 4-yard rushes.
Did you say the Seahawks were going to thromp them?
Yeah.
Is that a word? Is this English we speak in here? I have no, like, this might be the most boring game Sunday to me. I think this can be really defensive, actually. And Carson Palmer has looked dead. Like, he's looked old. They might retire midseason and then trade for Tony Romo. Something's got to happen with that passing game because it has been terrible.
Yeah, it seems like no one can stop David Johnson. You know, last week he had 111 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns, 27 receiving yards. So yeah, I gotta go with the Cardinals because, you know, David Johnson is the best running back in the league right now.
Cardinals. That's honestly all I gotta say. Seahawks, I do not think they're the best team overall, and I don't think at all that they can throw up a team like the Cardinals. And I think they're gonna start picking up. I think they're gonna start picking up their game because they started off with a slow start, and I can't believe I just used that word.
But do you have like a secret Seattle Seahawks tattoo that like you're ashamed of, so you have to like
just saying,
pump them up?
Over the years, they've been good offensively and defensively, and I don't think anybody other than maybe the Rams can contest in that NFC West.
Next game we have on the list is the Minnesota Vikings playing the Philadelphia Eagles, and that game is in Philadelphia. It should be a really interesting one. Corbin, who do you think will win?
I think this will be a really good game, actually. I think it will come down to the wire, but I do have the Vikings in their defense prevailing, and I see them. I do think that this will be like a mediocre scoring game, 24-21, Vikings.
I got the Eagles, personally. I think since it's in Philadelphia, I think Sam Bradford struggles, and I think the Eagles win.
Yeah, we've seen it. We know it. We saw it all last year. Sam Bradford is terrible in Philadelphia. It's what happened. So I think this is the lowest scoring game of the year. It might be 9-3. Like, this is going to be a weird game where both offenses punt, 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 punt.
Yeah, I think this is the game where Sam Bradford really shows us that he's Sam Bradford, you know. That he didn't play good in Philadelphia. And here with the Vikings, I think his role that he's been on is going to really come to an end. And all these missing pieces that the Vikings have, I think is really going to hurt them against this Eagles defense.
And the teams that they've played, I can only name one that's over 500 right now.
A lot of the teams they have played, though, have had high-powered offenses, and the Vikings have shut them all down. They've allowed, what, 13 points a game?
Oh, yeah, it's a ridiculous, like, 12.8 points a game allowed for the Vikings.
But we're talking about their offensive game.
Yeah, well, you don't need if you need to score 13 points a game, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, you saw what the Broncos defense did last year. The Vikings defense could do the same thing.
Should be an interesting one. All right, the next game we have on the list is the Washington Redskins versus the Detroit Lions. Who do you guys think will win?
It's one of those games that just, like, it wouldn't surprise me if, like, there's, like, 18 touchdowns in this game. Like, Kirk Cousins and Matt Stafford can make this an absolute shootout because the secondaries on this team are both bad. Darius Slay for Detroit is a beast, but he has no one surrounding him on that side of the ball.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon is a wide receiver.
Josh Norman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Darius Slay and Josh Norman are both shutdowns, but both of them aren't surrounded by any kind of talent in their respective secondaries. So I think both Kirk and Stafford throw for at least three touchdowns. And I could say that this one's probably going to be come down to the final seconds in a field goal.
I have to agree with Mr. Floyd. I think this will be an absolute shootout. I see the final score being 45-42. I see it's being a really high-scoring game, and I think that both quarterbacks will throw for over 350 yards each, but I have the Redskins coming out 45.
I got the Lions in this one. I saw Matthew Stafford play well this past Sunday against the Rams, and I think he'll do this once again. I think he'll beat the Redskins.
It's one of those games that I try to take a nap because I just don't care, and then I can't because so much scoring is happening.
Yeah, I got the Redskins because, you know, Matthew Stafford looks a little bit lost without Calvin Johnson, and I don't know. Just I don't think he's just the same without him, so I got to go with the Redskins.
You know, I think this is one of those games where if you're playing in a large fantasy league, I think this is one of those games where those players that you don't think could score high are going to, you know, have a big game, so... that's something to watch out for this game because it's not the most exciting game. No players are superstars on those teams, but I think this could be a high-scoring game.
Next game we have on the list is the New England Patriots versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. How do you guys think the Steelers would do without Ben Roethlisberger?
I don't think they'll do good at all without Big Ben. Patriots are going to blow him out. Tom Brady's came back. He's thrown for, 350 yards in each game. And three touchdowns in each game. I just see him repeating his performance.
Yeah, I got to agree with him. Personally, I think Martellus Bennett has a big game in Pittsburgh, but I think it's going to actually be a little closer in some case scenarios. I don't think the offense will struggle as much just because he has weapons around him like Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, etc. But I still think the Patriots win by a double-digit margin.
If you have LeGarrette Blount, start him this week because this is how this game's going to roll out. At halftime, this game's probably going to be 28-3, and then Blount might get 20 touches in the second half, just killing the clock. Le'Veon Bell's probably still going to do good because he's an absolute monster, but Landry Jones couldn't hit the water from a boat. Like, he's just not an NFL quarterback. It actually wouldn't surprise me if they brought in a veteran like Bruce Gradkowski back in or something after this week. Well, I have no idea how long Big Ben's going to be out for, but if he's not out quickly, if he's not back quickly, then the Steelers are going to struggle.
Yeah, I believe he's only out like 3 weeks or a couple
weeks. Yeah, he's out this week, and then they've got a bye, and then he wants to come back the week, but by then,
1 to 3 weeks,
the next week, and I just don't. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how surgeries work, but if he's having knee surgery and he's back in 3 weeks, that's miraculous.
I think it'd be smart to...
watch Dragon Ball Z, is he
ease him back
Sinsu
in
beans?
Against... I think it'd be smart to ease him back in week 10 against the Browns.
Yeah, that division is horrible, honestly. Other than maybe the Ravens, you can consider them pretty good. But, yeah, they can sit him for a while and still win the division.
Next game we have on the list is a really good and interesting game. The San Diego Chargers are playing the Atlanta Falcons. What do you guys think the outcome will be?
Matt Ryan, my fantasy quarterback, he's thrown for 5 touchdowns. It's going to be another. It's going to be a shootout. It's going. Phillip Rivers is going to throw probably 4 touchdowns, maybe 6 interceptions for all I know. But I think Julio Jones has a huge game. It's not going to be a shocker to me. I think the final score is 38-25 or 27.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think there's a chance that there could be 1,000 total yards of offense in this game. I think it will be an absolute shootout. I do have the Falcons prevailing, though.
I think you guys are undermining this Chargers defense. They're not the top defense, but I don't think they'll allow that many yards against Julio Jones and Matt Ryan.
Can you name me a corner? I mean, other than maybe Verrett, who else is good on that team?
Verrett tore the year.
He tore his ACL. Yeah.
Oh. Their secondary is non-existent, but Joey Bosa he's got 3 sacks in 2 games. Like, he's coming on strong. He's going to be a stud in this league for a long time, but he's just not enough. That defense of the Chargers is terrible. But on the same page, the Falcons defense is the worst defense in the league right now, yards-wise. So, you know how when you play Madden, you only want to play offense, or when you play Madden Ultimate, you only play offense? That's all this game's going to be. There will be touchdowns aplenty. Start every fantasy player involved in these 2 teams.
All right, the last game we have on the list is the Houston Texans playing the Denver Broncos. Junior, who do you think will win?
Man, this one's a hard one. You know, I just see a battle of defense, because Houston Texans defense, I think that's the only thing they have right now. Brock Osweiler, he's played, I mean, the only word I can use is terrible. You know, he had a really stunning performance last week against the Colts. That one was pretty exciting. You know, coming back from behind 14 points. He found his tight ends, found his receivers. Lamar Miller played great. And, you know, the Texans, they've shown flashes of a team that could do good on offense, but I don't think they'll show it here against the Broncos.
Yeah, Brock Osweiler just needs to be more consistent. If he has the second half that he had last game every week of the season, then he would be a stud. He's just too wishy-washy. I think the Broncos win 140-3.
I agree. I think the Broncos will win, but obviously not by that much. I think since it's in Denver, it's going to be the high altitude. I think the Texans will struggle, but I like C.J. Anderson. You know, I like him running the ball for them. I think they win by 20.
I have the Broncos too, but if the Texans want to win, I think that they need to do what they did last week, which pound the ball with Lamar Miller and get him going and open up that offense downfield. But I do have the Broncos winning.
And another thing is Brock Osweiler going against his former team. Those defensive players are going to want to tear him apart.
Revenge game, yeah.
It's a revenge game.
If he's going to be focused, it's going to be in this game.
Yeah. If he's going to come out and show that he's that $72 million QB that the Texans got in free agency, this is the game that he's got to prove. And that defense just got to help him out. And I think that's the only way they might be able to come out with a slight win.
Hopkins has to step up, though. He's been quiet the past few weeks, and he has to make some big plays. I mean,
That's somewhat on Brock, though.
Yeah, the problem is Brock Osweiler has – every time he's thrown to DeAndre Hopkins, it's like there's an interception.
But Tlaib's going to be guarding him basically the whole game. So yeah, it's going to be a good
– The only way Brock Osweiler can show that he's worth $72 million is if he throws for 10 touchdowns this game. And it's just not going to happen. He wasn't worth the money. But he still can be better than he's been.
All right, so basketball is starting this next upcoming week. Who do you guys think will do well, and who do you think won't?
Obviously, the Warriors are going to do well. Cleveland's going to do well. But I think the Trailblazers have a good year, personally. I think they'll do very well this year. But I think a team that falls down the list, Timberwolves as well, I think they'll do well. But I think a team that falls down, personally, people say the Clippers are going to be amazing this year. I think they drop a little. I think they still go to the playoffs, but they're not going to play as well.
Ooh, I agree. I'm low on the Clippers right now. The Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks in the East. The East, you could fall asleep in the East and still make the playoffs, but the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be good. I think they might be the team to give the Cavs a little trouble in the playoffs.
I think that the Cavs and the Warriors will be the finals. They just need to, like, skip the regular season and go straight to playoffs, but... I have to agree. I think that the Bucks will be a very good team this year with the Greek Freak running point, and I think they'll be a fun team to watch.
Yeah, I think a team that might surprise some people is the Houston Rockets. You know, James Harden, he's moving to point guard, and I think that now he has a team that he can work around and be that great player that we know he is. When Dwight Howard was there, it was horrible. You know, the team just fell apart, and they got 8 seed, barely. barely got 8 seed and got crushed by the Warriors. But I think they could get a high, maybe 6 seed up there in the West. And, you know, I think the Rockets could surprise some people.
I think I'm higher on the Rockets than most people, I guess. I think the Rockets are going to win. Like, gosh, if you buy a ticket to one NBA game, make it a Rockets game, because that game is going to be so high scoring. The Rockets are going to score a lot of points and then simply just not play defense
I'm going to say a team that nobody ever talks about. I think the Suns play well, personally.
I
like Booker. You know that guy, young guy from Kentucky?
The Suns are still a team? They still have a team out there?
Booker, I'm telling you. They got a Splash Brothers there in Phoenix.
Booker, you don't even know his first name.
Yeah, I do. No, I seriously do, though. Devin Booker.
he had to help you, yeah.
I said Trevin, my bad.
I have no idea anything about the Phoenix Suns. Like, Steve Nash left, and then I thought that team deleted itself. Like, it's like a text that you didn't want to send, you delete it real quick.
All right.
Dude, but he's nice, I swear. I have no idea
who that is. Yeah. Where did he go to school?
Kentucky?
I haven't heard about the Suns since like 2007.
No, he's really good though.
Well, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. He's the guy that was in the 3-point contest.
Yeah, he led the league. He led the league for rookies in like 3-point shooter or something like that.
I like the Suns coach, who's on the Rockets now.
Yeah, Mike D'Antoni. The only thing about Mike D'Antoni is that he's gonna make that Rockets team high scoring, but he don't know anything about defense.
Oh yeah, he doesn't care.
And
it's a scoring
league. And the Rockets, they don't even have players besides Patrick Beverly and Trevor Ariza that can actually play defense.
Yeah. Beverly might play some 1-on-5 defense this year. Yeah. He'll do all right at it, too. Yeah.
All right, now to get into some college football. We have Texas A&M versus Alabama. Who do you guys think will win?
I got the Aggies in this one. I think that Trevor Knight will come out. He'll have a big game, personally. I think that if he gets all his receivers involved, Christian Kirk, Speedy Noyle, I think that they'll win.
I got Alabama, personally. I like A&M, though. But Trevor Knight, he cannot throw the ball over 20 yards in the air. So when you can't do that, I think these Alabama DBs like Fitzpatrick or Kirkpatrick, they're huge. They're enormous. And I don't think he'll be able to spread it around as much. And I think Hearns, the quarterback for Alabama, does really well. So I got Alabama roll tide.
Trevor Knight is the most confusing person. Do y'all remember watching Trevor Knight when he started for Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Literally so awful. He was like the worst. Like, he didn't transfer. He was like kicked off the team for being so garbage. And
Baker Mayfield.
He has turned it all around in College Station. He's looking like a serviceable quarterback, like draftable quarterback. But in this game, I do think Alabama, it's just an NFL team. Their defense is an NFL defense. Their defense makes the Browns' defense look horrible.
Plus with the spread Browns. Offense. The spread offense that Kiffin's brought in, that's hard to stop as well.
They beat the Browns.
Oh, yeah. You could put Alabama's defense on the Browns right now, and they would be competitive. I have Alabama winning this game.
I have to disagree. I got A&M. You know, A&M has they have the best receiving core in, like, all of college football, in my personal opinion.
No!
Josh Reynolds, Christian Kirk, Speedy Noyle, and then whenever Ricky Seals-Jones comes back. And then they also got Trayvon Williams, who's right now he's leading the SEC.
Did you just mention Ricky Seals-Jones? That guy's still, he's around? He's not a basketball player now? I thought he just played basketball.
Okay, the wide receiver thing was a little far-fetched. I gotta go.
Who has a better receiving core? Who do you think?
Okay, I have three teams, actually. First of all, Michigan, you gotta look at their wide receivers. They don't get enough attention, but they're cold. They're all good. Especially,
Because they're in Michigan. They need jackets up there. It's freezing.
All right, just forget.
You're not going to name your thing?
No, I'm not
going to. No, because there's no one else. It's just Texas, and trust me, Josh Reynolds, Christian Kirk,
Texas
and Speedy.
Texas Tech has better wide receivers.
No, I highly doubt that.
That's gross. Yucky.
Dude, stop. Just stop talking. Just stop. Please stop talking.
Okay, Josh Reynolds is good. Speedy Noyle and Kirk. You even told me earlier this year. You said they were horrible.
Why are we talking about Speedy Noyle? Speedy Noyle has like one good game this year.
But with Christian Kirk and Josh Reynolds, they're deadly with them too. Those are the two true guys that I think are really going to be game changers.
I like Louisville's wide receivers too, quick. And
Lamar Jackson makes that all look good.
Yeah.
Baylor University with KD Cannon and Ishmael Zamora. Oh my gosh, they are so freaking good, man.
I don't know.
They are fire. Fire! Gonna win the Big 12 again without the art. Ooh, weird. That's gonna be weird. I don't like it.
All right, next game we have on the list is Texas Tech is playing Oklahoma. Who do you guys think will prevail?
I think Texas Tech actually upsets Oklahoma. They had a horrible game this past week against West Virginia. They got destroyed in every aspect of the game. But I think Mahomes bounces back, throws for 500-plus yards, a few touchdowns. I think Oklahoma's defense gets killed. I think Bob Stoops heads back to Norman, confused of why he even came to Oklahoma in the first place.
I'd have to disagree with Jack. He always picks Texas Tech to win their games, and they always lose. I have Oklahoma winning this game. I have Baker Mayfield having a good game, and I have Westbrook having another huge game for Oklahoma.
Pat Mahomes will be on the bench by the end of this game.
All right, next game we have on the list is Auburn versus Arkansas. Who do you guys think will win?
I got Auburn. I think Arkansas is a little boosted. They did beat a three and two Ole Miss team, who's ranked in the top 25 at 3-3 right now. But I hope to see John Franklin III for Auburn. The guy, he's a backup quarterback right now, but he's way better than Sean White and Jeremy Johnson. So I think he plays well if he gets to play, and I think Auburn wins.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I got Auburn winning this game. Like Jack said, I think that Arkansas is a little overrated, and I have Auburn coming out with a victory.
Auburn will win a very boring game in the very overrated SEC.
Last game we have on the list is Texas is playing Kansas State. Who do you guys think will win?
I got Kansas State. Texas, their defense is absolute garbage, and Charlie Strong is going to be fired by the end of the game, probably.
Yeah, by the end of the game.
Charlie Strong's seat is so hot. Like, he could throw his seat into a volcano, and it would still be the hottest thing in there. That was the most corny thing that I've ever said. But Charlie Strong, he's got to be putting in job applications at other jobs already. Like, he's already got to be looking for another coaching job, because it's just over for him. They will lose their third straight, and K-State in Manhattan will reign supreme.
I think Texas actually wins, personally. Mm-hmm. I think Kansas State is good. Bill Schneider always has a good team defensively. But Shane Buechele, nobody gives him enough credit. He has one of the best deep balls in the FBS right now. I really like them. I got Texas winning, actually, in a shootout. I think it goes 40-39, 42-35, something like that.
No, Buechele's going to have a bad game.
No.
Kansas State's going to demolish him.
You can't win without a defense. And that's Texas definitely does not have that.
49-20 Kansas State.
Okay, you cannot tell me any team in the Big 12 has good defense other than West Virginia. Name one team. Baylor, okay, they're undefeated, but who have they played?
Not a one good team. No, we played OK State. They're pretty decent.
No. Did they lose to Central Michigan?
No. Oh, yeah, OK State did. Yeah, Central. Why you sleep on Central Michigan? Sleep.
7-9.
You've been listening to 2-Minute Drill. I've been your host, Paul Talamantes, and thank you for listening.